I'm going to glance at this note card because I have some dates to take you back through this process with Eric Berry. But if you remember, I sat before you back on November 24th and disclosed that Eric Berry had a mass in his chest. And amazingly, 247 days later, I'm standing before you and telling you that he's practicing. It's truly a remarkable thing in our business and in this sport and in life. I'll take you back to after the 24th. Our physicians, our team of physicians got with Eric and I got with Eric and we determined that he was going to go through the cancer treatment in Atlanta, his home. It was a great decision because he had an unbelievable support system there with his mom and dad and his agent, Chad Speck. And that gave him a real opportunity to go through this chemotherapy that he had to go through. So we found Christopher Flowers, Dr. Christopher Flowers, who's a world-renowned oncologist down at Emory University in Atlanta. And I think that Ted's going to try to get you some quotes from him as the day progresses here. And then Eric and his family and everybody will talk later today. On November 26th, he started there, and he had his first chemotherapy on December the 10th. So from December the 10th to May 13th, he had six phases of chemotherapy. He went about every 2 weeks somewhere in there, you know, two times in each phase, and it went over six phases, so it was almost 6 months. One of the interesting things, and Eric may be able to talk to you about this, is him, between Eric and his physician, they decided not to do a traditional route of chemotherapy administration, which is used through what we refer to as a PICC line or a port or a central line, so that the IV would be in his arm and then into a major vein in his heart. He opted to have IVs every time that he got the chemotherapy, and that was so that he could work out, which is an interesting concept that most patients don't have. So he went through this. He had his last chemo on December the 10th, and he was able to work out, 10, 12 days in each period. And he came out on the other side of the chemo a pound heavier than he went in. So it tells you what kind of genetic person he is and you know, why he's a professional athlete. On June 22nd, so they waited, a good period there. They repeated his PET scans, and he was considered cancer-free June 22nd. Now, out of respect to Eric and his family and his training, he didn't want to release anything until he got back on the football field. So we knew that his PET scan and everything was good June 22nd. At that point, we got with his agent, we got with Eric. He wanted to train. You know, we finished up on the 18th or 19th. So he went and trained in Florida, and he was training twice a day in Florida. He actually trained with Travis Kelce down there. And he got himself in incredible shape. He came back to us last week, and our medical team, headed up by Dr. Michael Monaco, put together a very extensive testing protocol to make sure that he was safe to play football. So Dr. Flowers said, look, he can go back to his normal activity, and he's an oncologist and a cancer expert. And then he turned it over to us to see whether he could play football. So over the last, it was 4 days of testing over 6 days. So it was last Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday we gave him off. And then Monday and Tuesday we tested him. And some of the stuff that we put together, a group of physicians to test him, was that he had his normal physical with Dr. Monaco. He had labs done with additional testing and hormones and all that. Came out really pristine with his labs. He had a bone density study done to make sure that his bones were okay. So we're checking all his systems to make sure he can come back and play football. On the next day, on Friday, he had a big cardiac workup where he had had some testing to see whether his heart was good enough for physical activity and whether he could, was getting enough oxygen to it, whether he was in good enough shape to come back and play football. So he did quite a bit of cardiac testing with Dr. Migalski, who's in the Kansas City area and is a leading expert on athletic heart. So it was a perfect matchup there. Had treadmill stress testing. And then we gave him the weekend off, and then he came back Monday, had his orthopedic exam, and I'll take you back to last year at this time. He had an Achilles problem that kept him out of a lot of camp. We repeated an MRI, and his Achilles looked great, looked much better than it did last year at this time. So we also did some testing on the field where I took him through some drills to see how he did, how he would recover with football drills on Monday. And then Tuesday, He did some strength testing. So he did 325 pounds in a squat five times and 275 pounds in the bench press five times, just so we could tell whether his strength was back. He sailed through every test that we gave him. Our doctors, I'll speak for them and tell you that they were really pleasantly surprised with his numbers. We were as well. Coach Reed and John Dorsey and Ted and everybody didn't get any information till last night, because we just took all those tests and then we sat down as a medical team last night and distributed that information to them, and then Ted was able to get it out to you guys, and then we followed up today. What he's going to do through this camp is so we can evaluate him like he did today. He did some partial practice. He did a good bit of practice today. We didn't have him do team, and Coach and I will work day in and day out with what he can, and we'll talk to him about his symptoms. And right now, at the end of this one, he felt pretty good. He will have some follow-up with Dr. Flowers, and he'll constantly be followed by us. But right now, we're very optimistic that everything's headed in the right direction. So at this point, I think I'll turn it back over to Coach.
All right, so I'll follow up with he looked pretty good out here today. So with the work that he had, again, we'll keep a close eye on him. And one of the things that Eric and I talked about was just being honest with us about how you're feeling out here. And sometimes that's hard for a player to do, especially with his makeup. So, but he's been great with that. So up to this point, and I think that'll continue through here. So he got some good work in today, and as did the rest of the guys, which is good. We're limited in numbers, so we have to slow things down just a little bit. But again, I think it's very valuable for the young players to get reps in.